Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today's show, how to look and feel younger. Truly look and feel younger. To do this, you have to optimize your entire body. Before you begin, we have to know where you are. Because if you want to get somewhere, you need to know where your starting point is. So therefore, to look and feel younger, we have to start with testing. This is very important. So we start with testing such as physio age testing. With physio age testing, what we do is we actually look at your skin, your heart, your lungs, your brain, your muscles, and we could actually tell you how old certain organs are in your body. I mean, when I say how old, I'm not talking about chronologically, you know that, how old your organs are physiologically. For instance, let's say that you are 45 years old and your brain is that physiologically is 40 years old and your heart is 32 and let's say your lungs are 55. So you are as old as the oldest part of your body. So if your lungs are 55 and you're 45, you are actually 55 years old. And so what we do is, once we know those parameters, we can now devise things to make those organs younger. Like, for instance, in my case, when I did my physio age initially, my organs were all in the low 30s, but my lungs was 56. And so I did some exercise strictly for my lungs. And within 3 months, I was able to get my lungs down to about 30 years of age. And my composite, when you look at everything together, was 27 years. So physio age analysis is a great way to find out how old you are physiologically. The next testing that we do is micronutrient testing. See, the nutrients in your body is very important. Without nutrients, that's the raw materials for your body, the nutrients. And what are the nutrients? Well, when you eat food, the food that you eat is converted into certain things. You know, I tell everyone that when you put food into your mouth, you're not putting it inside your body. You're only putting it into your mouth. Between your lips and your rectum, there's a tube that runs through your body, but it's not inside your body. And so what your body does now is to move along this assembly line and take all the raw materials out of the food that you put into your mouth. The sum total of the raw materials that gets into your body is the total raw materials in the food you eat minus what's wasted in the stool. All right? So in your mouth, the starches and the carbohydrates are converted into sugar, and sugar particles are absorbed into your body. In your stomach, the proteins are digested by your acid in your stomach and other digestive enzymes, and the proteins are converted into amino acid and brought into your body. In your duodenum, your fat is broken down by bile, which is made from cholesterol. That's right, which is made from cholesterol. The bile breaks down the fats into lipids, and lipids are absorbed into your body. In your intestines, all the minerals and vitamins are taken out of the food you eat and brought into your body. And then in your colon, the fluid that's in the food you eat is brought back into your body, and then what's left is discarded. So knowing what your nutrition levels are is very important, i.e. knowing what your vitamin B levels are, your vitamin D, your vitamin C, because those are very, very important to your body. B vitamins are instrumental in energy. Vitamin D is helpful to fight cancer, to give you energy, to help with your bone development, to help with your muscles. Vitamin D is tremendously important. So vitamin B for energy, vitamin D. Vitamin C is an antioxidant. It helps clean your body. It helps fight cancer cells. You know, vitamin D, very, very important. So getting these minerals and vitamins into your body is very important. Now, the minerals, well, you know, minerals, you know, you can take a scoop of dirt and put it into your mouth. Yes, the dirt has calcium and phosphorus and magnesium, but when you grab it from the ground and put it into your mouth, it's inorganic, which means it's not absorbed into your body. It passes through your body. But if that dirt is converted into minerals in a plant or an animal, and now you put it into your mouth, now it becomes organic, and the body can readily absorb that from the plants that you eat, the vegetations that you eat, the animals that you eat, that the body can convert all the minerals into your body. All right? So knowing what your levels are very important. So if you are low in any micronutrients, you can optimize that by increasing the intake of that particular mineral or vitamin. We use Genova, and sometimes we use Genova for it. And we also use SpectraCell for micronutrient testing. Next, we need to know about environmental allergies and food allergies and sensitivities. Those things are very important because, you know, you cannot look and feel well if you have a lot of allergy problems. You can't. And you cannot look and feel well if you have food sensitivities, because food sensitivities is usually related to the food you eat the most, you like the best, but the symptoms from food sensitivity do not occur right away. They may take 12 to 36 hours later before you get the symptoms. In my case, I have food sensitivities to peanuts, to seafoods, shellfish. And so whenever I have seafood, the next day my rings wouldn't fit. I would gain about 3 to 4 pounds. And that was just natural for me because of my sensitivity to those things. When you do a test, then you can know which food you're sensitive to. And now you can avoid those foods appropriately. Then we have to test your hormones. You know, we talk about hormones all the time. It's only one of everything that you need to test. You know, your growth hormone. Yes, your growth hormone. Because when your growth hormone is optimal, guess what happens? When your growth hormone is optimal, it tells your body when there's an injury or when an organ like your heart or your lungs need to be fixed. It tells your body, fix it now. When your growth hormone is not optimal, it says fix it next month. Well, guess what? Athletes want it because they have a lot of bangs and they'll have a lot of injuries, and so they want to be able to feel better right away and recover right away, and growth hormone helps. That's just one of the hormones, testosterone. Testosterone is muscles, it's your heart, it's your brain. Testosterone helps protect you from heart disease. It helps lower your blood pressure. It helps improve your brain function in such that your memory is improved, your cognitive function improved, your stress is decreased, you sleep better. It helps protect you from Alzheimer's and dementia. It helps build muscle, reduce belly fat. It helps with your libido. That's what testosterone does for men and women. Estrogen progesterone for women. I tell women, the only reason to optimize your estrogen progesterone is because you want to stay young and healthy. If you don't, you'll just grow old and die and shrivel up. That's all. So if you want to not optimize your estrogen progesterone, then that's your fate. Then, of course, your thyroid is your energy. Optimizing your thyroid means that all your cells in your body have more energy. Your brain cells are more energized, so you can recall things better. So you can remember things better. You can be quick on your toes. When your thyroid is low, you get brain fog. When your thyroid is low, your immune system doesn't function as well, and therefore you can be attacked by pathogens and now get sick a lot quicker. So it's very important to optimize your hormones. Of course, we don't ever want to forget about your stress hormone, your cortisol. Now, that is very important because your cortisol, if your adrenal glands are not making enough cortisol, then the slightest thing will put you into a tizzy where you yell and you scream and you can't take it anymore and you can't handle the kids anymore. Not one more word from you. And, you know, someone tapping your shoulder and you get into tears. I mean, those are your hormones. You need to know where those are so we can correct those. Your neurotransmitters. You know, we all talk about our hormones, but we never talk about our neurotransmitters. Those are the hormones of the brain. You know, if I put my hand on a hot stove, the neurotransmitters in my hand picks up the heat, sends a signal lightning fast to my brain, tell my brain, hey, it's hot. My brain sends a neurotransmitter back, boom, move your hand. You move your hand. When your neurotransmitters are off, guess what? Your hands stay there a little bit long, you get burnt. When your neurotransmitters are off, then you can have depression, anxiety, stress. You can have OCD. You can have ADHD. You can have all these symptoms that can be caused because your neurotransmitters are off. And knowing where the levels are, now you can actually go in and correct those. And when you correct those things, you can start to look and feel younger and healthier. Of course, we should never forget genetic testing. I mean, there's so many things you can get from genetic testing. It will tell you which genes you have, what things you're more likely to succumb to, and what you can do about it. So getting genetic testing is very important. So like I said, getting tested to know where you are is critical before we can truly look and feel younger. You got to know where you're starting from. If you just do that, I mean, the results would be incredible. Right? You are talking to Dr. Vernon Williams. Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. You can also get my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, at Barnes & Noble's, at Amazon. You can also get it at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. You can call my office at the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Today we are talking about what you need to do to truly look and feel younger and healthier. So we first started talking about testing because you got to know where you are before you can know how to get to your destination. So the next thing is we have to optimize your organs inside. When I say your organs, I'm talking about your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your brain, your liver, your muscles. Those are your organs, and we have to optimize them. How do you optimize them? Well, number one, eating a low glycemic, nutrient-dense foods. I mean, that would help. Isogenics have great low glycemic, nutrient-dense foods. And I use the isogenics all the time for this. Exercise and adequate rest is very important to help make your organs healthy inside. Whole body detoxification, critical. Well, what does that mean? Well, in your body, chemical reactions is the norm and the rage. Everything is about a chemical reaction. You know, we all think that about detoxification. We all think about heavy metals. That's what we think about. But there's so much more to detoxification than heavy metals. There's so much more to detoxification than just getting a colon cleanse. You see, when you shower, you are detoxing your skin. How do you feel after? Great. When you brush your teeth, you're detoxing your mouth. How do you feel after you brush your teeth? Fantastic. When you wash your hair, you feel great because you just detox your hair. When you have a bowel movement or you urinate, you're detoxing your colon and your bladder. When you breathe, You're breathing out carbon dioxide. You're detoxing your lungs. So your body is always being detoxed. And all detox means is removing things which are bad for your body from your body. That's all detox means. You know, but in general, you have to understand, the more active you are, the more energy your body produces, the more toxins your body produces. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you were going to go camping and it was cold. You would want to light a fire. Well, you get the logs together. That would be the raw materials. You light the logs. That's a chemical reaction. And now the chemical reaction gives off heat, which is the product. It also gives off smoke, which is the toxins. If you made a bigger fire, you'll give off more heat, but more toxins. So I maintain that the athlete, which creates more energy than a couch potato, also creates more toxins than the couch potato. You know, a jet plane has a lot of power, but it also has a lot of exhaust. A Maserati has a lot of power, also a lot of exhaust. And if you have that little Volkswagen Rabbit, guess what? That little Volkswagen doesn't have that much power, therefore it does not have as much exhaust. You know, when you look at the Indy 500, you know which car wins the race? The car with the best pit crew. And what does the pit crew do? They clean the engine. They change the oil. They change the tires. In other words, they are detoxing the car. And the pit crew that does the best detox and who does it the quickest, their car usually wins. So detoxification is very, very important. But when we talk about detox, we're not just talking about a plain detox. We're talking about a phase two detox, the kind of detox that removes toxins from your fat cells. Your fat cell stores about 80% of the toxin in your body is stored in your fat cells. And what happens with the fat cells? Do the more toxins the fat cells store, the bigger the fat cells are, and the more water the fat cell stores. So therefore, the more toxins you are, the fatter you are, the more weight you have. When we detox you, we force the fat cells to give off the toxins, which then goes to the liver, and the liver does conjugation of the toxins, make them water soluble, and then you get rid of them through your stool or through your urine. So if you do that, what you'd find that you'll end up losing weight, and your clothes will fit better because you'll also lose inches. So detox, and for that we use isogenics detox. You'll find that if you can do a whole body detox, phase two detox, you will do so much better in optimizing your organs because your heart, your lungs, your brain will all function better. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the organs in your body that has the most chemical reactions is your brain. So when you wake up in the morning, your mind is the clearest. That's when you have all your great ideas. And as you go through the day, your brain is working so hard, producing so much energy, but it also produces a lot of toxins. And as the day goes long, the toxins build up in your brain that by 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, you say, I am so tired, I can't think straight. I can't concentrate anymore. And guess what you do? You go to bed. And when you wake up, your mind is clean because while you were sleeping, your body was detoxing your brain, removing all the toxins from it, cleaning it up. So in the morning, the toxins are gone, and now suddenly your brain only has the energy to make the calculations, to stir the ideas, to get you feeling like you are the smartest tool in the shack. That's your detox. Now, next is hormone and neurotransmitter optimization. You know, we talked about testing hormones and neurotransmitters, but once you have tested these hormones and neurotransmitters, now you got to get them to an optimal level. No, it's not normal for my 60-year-old body. That's not what you want. You want your hormones to be at a level that is optimal. And when are your hormones optimal? When you're 20 to 25, that's when your hormones are optimal. That's when your body's your best. So you don't want your hormones of if you're 60 years old, to be that of a 60-year-old. You want your hormones when you're 60 to be the way they used to be when you were your best. And so you want your hormones to be at the levels they were when you were 20, 25, when you were at your peak. Right? So optimizing your hormones is very important. Also, your neurotransmitters. Again, your neurotransmitters, your serotonin, your epinephrine, your norepinephrine, your DOPA, those are your neurotransmitters. When they're optimal, you're less likely to be depressed, anxious, have ADD, ADHD. You're more likely to be on top of your game when you optimize your hormones and your neurotransmitters. Now, next, we want to talk about continuing to optimize your organs with ultraviolet light therapy. Now, IV nutrition is very, very important. You know, and the reason why it's important is because it's hard to get enough raw materials into your body. Let me give you an example. Vitamin C. If you take 3,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you'll probably have diarrhea because it's too much for your GI tract. But you know, with IV nutrition, we can give you 100,000 units of vitamin C, 100,000 milligrams of vitamin C, 125,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So you can get literally hundreds of times as much raw materials in the IV that you can when you do orally. All right? So with IV nutrition, we can give you high-dose minerals, vitamins, glutathione. And glutathione is your body's number one detoxifier in your body. Phosphatidylcholine, very, very important for your skin, very, very important for your brain function, your sharpness of your mind, helps with liver detox. Chelation, where we can actually chelate your arteries, remove plaques from your arteries. Hydrogen peroxide, which is very, very important to kill pathogens in your body. High-dose ozone therapy, which gives your cells additional oxygen, more energy. So with IV nutrition, we can do all those things. In addition, we can kill pathogens like bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungus, and cancer cells with IV nutrition and ultraviolet light therapy. You can increase your cells' energy. And the way you do that is because the ozone helps increase your cells' energy. You can also do detoxification of your body with that, chelation of your arteries, and makes your organs better. And, you know, in that vein, ultraviolet light therapy. You know, what does that do? Well, it gives light in different spectrum, like, for instance, 365 nanometer spectrum, 630 nanometer, or 535, which is the ultraviolet radiation at 365, that's purple, and that kills pathogens. It stimulates the immune system. It helps with oxygen delivery. That's at a wavelength of 365. At the wavelength of 630, which is the red, it helps with energy production. It helps with inflammation in body, decrease inflammation in body. Helps with tissue regeneration. At a 535 nanometer, which is green light, improves red blood cells, cell elasticity. So when you do ultraviolet light radiation, you can actually make your cells in your body healthier. You can also make your organs better, kills bacteria, and works on lots of things. So when you add all those up together, you can now optimize your organs. That means you can optimize your heart, your lungs, your kidney, your brain, your muscles, your liver. And when you do that, now you have optimize the inside of your body. So first we found out where we were. Then once we found out where we were, we went ahead and took that information and now optimize the inside of our bodies. But, you know, that is fantastic. But we also want to look better. Yes, optimize the inside of your body. Your insides will make you look and feel better. But, you know, for some people, that is not enough. Yes, I know that with the detox, you lost inches, you lost weight, you felt better, your clothes fed better. Then with the detoxification and the IV nutrition, your skin looked better. When you optimize your hormones and your neurotransmitters, your mind was sharper. You weren't as depressed as you were. When we took care of your food sensitivities, now you don't have your allergy symptoms. And because you're using low glycemic nutrient dense foods, you have less joint pains and muscle pains, and you're doing fantastic. But now we got to look at how do you look younger and feel younger from outside. And so before we go on, what we're going to do is we're going to take that up in part two of our radio show next week. All right. So I just want to remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You will listen to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free on KTSA 550 Radio. You can call me at 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble's and Amazon, also at www.growyoungeragain.com. And for more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the website at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Thank you all. Have a great time. And next week, part two of Look and Feel Younger Like Me.